The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, cookie lovers. Welcome to Crumb by Crumb, where we explore the delicious world of crumble cookie. I'm your host, DJ Sweets, your go-to guide for all things cookie related. From classic favorites to exciting new flavors, I'll give you the scoop on which cookies are worth the hype and which cookies you're better off saving your money on. So grab a glass of milk, sit back, and join me as we break down each cookie crumb by crumb. Hello, hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Crumb by Crumb. Today we have a pretty exciting lineup for you guys this week. When I originally heard it the first time, I wasn't too excited about this week's lineup. None of the flavors were really screaming out to me, but after trying all of the flavors, I'm super excited to share my thoughts with all of you. We have a pretty good variety of different flavors this week, a different mix of both chilled and warm cookies, so I'm super excited to get into it, and without further ado, let's jump right in. This week's lineup is filled with a whole bunch of different flavors. We have 7 different unique flavors to be exact, starting off strong with the butter cake cookie. This is a little bit of a controversial cake. It has been on the lineup before, but I actually have never tried it. This was my first time trying it this week. Next up is a fan favorite, the French silk pie. Number 3 is the classic milk chocolate chip cookie. The 4th cookie on the lineup this week is actually a collaboration with Biscoff and Crumble Cookie. They made a Biscoff lava cookie. The next cookie this week is a strawberry cupcake cookie. And we also have the banana caramel cookie. And then last but not least is the red velvet white chip cookie. My favorite cookie on this week's lineup was actually the banana caramel cookie. You guys, when I tell you that this cookie was amazing, I am not lying to you. This cookie is a fluffy banana bread cookie topped with a swirl of caramel cream cheese frosting and a drizzle of caramel on top. Now, the actual presentation of this cookie was absolutely beautiful. The cream cheese frosting was layered perfectly on top with the perfect amount of caramel drizzle, and I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. But the flavor of this cookie was so dang good. Honestly, thinking of going back for this cookie this week before it's not served again. I don't know why, but this cookie brought me back to like my childhood when I would go to the mall with my mom and I would go and get Cinnabon. I don't know if anyone else got that correlation with this flavor, but all I tasted was like Cinnabon, cinnamon roll, cookie, and it was just absolutely amazing. The banana was implemented perfectly into this cookie. I definitely thought going into it that it was gonna be overpowering and all I was gonna taste was banana, but the caramel and the banana was a perfect combination, and it wasn't overpowering. It was soft, it was gooey, it was everything you can imagine in a cookie and more. I rate this cookie a 10 out of 10, probably a 9.5 out of 10. I don't want to be that generous, but the fact that I want to go back for more, that says a lot about this cookie right here. Coming in at 2nd place is actually the collaboration that Biscoff had with Crumble Cookie, the Biscoff Lava Cookie. It's a gooey mouthwatering cookie stuffed and drizzled with melty Biscoff cookie butter. Now this cookie was surprisingly good. I didn't think I was going to like this cookie either, and it was probably the easiest cookie to eat. And if I was going to finish one of these cookies completely, it would definitely be the Biscoff cookie. The flavor was pretty good. I do wish I had a little bit more of that Biscoff flavor, but overall, it was mouthwatering, like it says in its definition. It melted in my mouth, and it was cooked to perfection. I would give this cookie probably an 8 out of 10. I think that they definitely could have done more. I would have loved to have some frosting or maybe some more decoration on top. But overall, I thought the cookie was cooked perfectly. The flavor was amazing. And yeah, I rated it 8 out of 10. The third place winner on this week's crumble cookie lineup is the strawberry cupcake cookie. This cookie was pretty good. It's a vanilla cupcake cookie with a luscious swirl of strawberry cream cheese frosting and a splash of white sprinkles on top. The decoration of this cookie was super, super cute. I absolutely loved it. The pink was a perfect color, and I loved the white sprinkles on top for a little bit of a crunch. The actual cookie part itself was cooked to perfection. It melted in my mouth. It was ooey and gooey, absolutely delicious. But the only thing that I didn't like about this cookie was how sugary the frosting was. It tasted good. It tasted just like strawberry, and it did exactly what needed to be done. But it was just a little bit too sugary for me, to my liking. And I think if I had a little bit less frosting on top, I would have enjoyed the cookie a lot more. With that being said, I do really like this cookie. It is a fan favorite. It always finds its way back in the crumble cookie lineup. So I give it a 7.5 out of 10. In the fourth place spot, we have the red velvet cookie. This one was a little bit tricky for me because I couldn't decide between the butter cake cookie and the red velvet cookie. Me personally, I don't tend to go for red velvet flavored things. That's not a flavor that I particularly love. So I was really shocked to like this cookie, and I think that's why I put it in the fourth spot over the fifth spot. This cookie was cooked to perfection. It was absolutely amazing, and I loved the combination of the red velvet and the white chocolate chip. I thought that the two of those flavors complemented each other so well, and it really just made this cookie completely. With that being said, I think I would give this cookie probably a 7 out of 10. Which leads me to our next cookie, which is the butter cake cookie, which is coming in 5th place and taking home that 5th place trophy. Now, don't get me wrong, this cookie was good, and actually a lot of people hate on this cookie, and I'm not sure why. I saw a lot of videos of people saying they didn't like this cookie, and going into the taste test, I didn't think I was going to like this either just because of how many people said that they didn't enjoy it. This cookie is a warm, gooey butter cake baked with a crunch of sugar crystals, then topped with a delectable buttery glaze and a smooth vanilla bean whipped cream. Now, when I took a bite of just the cake, I kind of understood where everybody was coming from with their hatred. The actual cake itself didn't taste all that flavorful. It was pretty boring, and it did just taste like a buttery cake. But once you ate the cake with the sugar crystals and the smooth vanilla bean whipped cream on top, that is when you got the combination of all of the flavors together, and that is when I could see the potential of this cake. The actual cake itself wasn't my favorite. It was a little dry and a little bit overcooked in my location, but once I had a combination of all three of the layers on top, I saw a lot more potential within this cookie. So I give this cookie probably, it's gonna have to be on the lower end, more of like a 7 to a 6.5 out of 10. Now coming in at the 6th spot, unfortunately, is the classic you can't go wrong, but unfortunately you can go wrong cookie, the milk chocolate chip cookie. Now, call me controversial, but I do not like the milk chocolate chip cookie from Crumbl Cookie. I do not think that it is all that great. My cookie was very overcooked, and there was not enough chocolate chip at all. It was a lot of dough, and it was super, super thick, which is not a bad thing when it comes to cookies, but I think where Crumbl Cookie lacks is their comfort cookies. I think they do an amazing job on their out-of-the-box flavors. I think they do a great job doing those different types of unique flavors that they try, but I think where they lack is their classic milk chocolate chip cookies or their classic sugar cookies. Those kinds of cookies are just not my favorite when it comes to Crumbl. This cookie, in my opinion, was just a little bit too thick for me. Not enough dough or not enough chocolate chip with the dough. I rate this cookie a 6 out of 10. And last, but certainly not least, is our French silk pie, which I don't like putting in last place. Now that I think about it, I might want to switch the chocolate chip cookie and the French silk pie because I did actually enjoy this pie. The only critique I have is I wish that there was more pie or crust on the bottom. This pie is a chilled creamy chocolate mousse pie that's laid over a cookies and cream crust and crowned with decorative whipped cream and chocolate curls. Now the cookie was absolutely beautiful. It was super cute. I loved the chocolate curls on top with the whipped cream and the little tinfoil pie. I thought it was absolutely adorable. And I thought the chocolate was super creamy, super delicious. The only critique that I have on this pie is I wish there was more crust or more pie on the bottom. The amount of mousse that you got compared to the amount of crust on the bottom was a very significant amount, and I just wished it was a little bit more even. And if it were, I think I would have enjoyed the cookie a lot more. But I did enjoy this pie a lot more than I originally anticipated. So for that, I put it in sixth place rather than seventh place. And unfortunately, that milk chocolate chip cookie is getting booted down to the seventh place list. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That wraps up our very first episode of Crumb by Crumb. From warm, ooey gooey bites to the perfect crumble, I hope you've enjoyed this sweet journey through Crumbl Cookies with me today. Remember, it's not just about the cookie, but it's about the experience that comes with every taste. Stay tuned for another delicious Crumbl Cookie lineup next week, more treats, reviews, and everything in between. Until then, keep enjoying every little moment. One crumb at a time. Bye.